John Sim has been on our screens for more than 20 years since he broke through in the mid-90s on shows like Rumpole of the Bailey and Cracker. Indeed, on the small screen, he's always been associated with major, well-acted and meaningful dramas like State of Play, Crime and Punishment and Life on Mars.
My name is Sam Tyler, DCI Sam Tyler. That much I do know. The rest is anyone's guess. Because one minute I was in 2006, the next I'm in 1973. So the question now is, what happened?
You know why she's marrying you? It's because she loves me. Because when it comes to helping other people, she really is the genuine article. Dear Dunya. Stupid Dunya. She's selling herself for me. Hello, Missy. I'm the master. I'm very worried about my future. Give us a kiss.
Bit of Doctor Who there too. He's also made movies, including the memorable, for me at least, role of Jip in Human Traffic, that coming-of-age tale of clubs and drugs. More seriously, he's collaborated with Michael Winterbottom on films like 24-Hour Party People and Every Day. Sim often plays an everyman, an ordinary, grounded, sometimes bewildered figure caught up in events that threaten to spiral out of control. This is true for his latest TV drama, Strangers, in which he plays lecturer Jonah Mulray, who learns that his wife has died in a car crash while working in Hong Kong. He's never visited before due to his fear of flying, and when he arrives, he finds out that she's been living a life which he knew nothing about.
I'm sorry you have to do this so soon after landing.
I'm very sorry to put you out like this.
It's my job, Mr. Mulray. Hong Kong can be confusing.
I've never been before. She spent half her life out here. More, probably. Every few weeks, she'd be gone. I always promised I would come out and visit her, but never did.
John Sim and Amelia Fox as the British consular official. John, welcome to Front Row.
Hello, thank you.
Is this a story at heart about we might not always know the ones we love?
Yeah, you think you know someone. You've been with someone for a long time and then suddenly the rug gets pulled completely from under your feet and you don't know what's going on. And that's what happens to him, yeah.
And we kind of find out the truth as your character does.
Yeah.
Is your role almost to play the part of the audience to this at some level?
I guess it is on some level, yeah. I take the audience through this sort of twisting mystery. And yeah, the audience find out what's happening as I find out what's happening. So it's, I am the audience.
The action is predominantly based in Hong Kong, which gives the show a really distinctive look and atmosphere. Is this also about culture clash, or are we talking about universal emotions here, or both, perhaps?
I think both. He's certainly experiences a culture clash when he goes over there, because he's never been on a plane, really. Well, he's got fear of flying, so he never gets on a plane. So he's never been there, never been to China or very far from his comfort zone, and he's forced to go out there. And because it is so different out there, he not only does he have to face up to all these awful things that have happened in his personal life, the actual, you know, the world around him is completely different as well. So it's quite discombobulating for him.
And he's almost overwhelmed. You've kind of got to portray him as someone just on the edge of falling apart all the time.
Yeah, that's right. You know, how to keep your emotions in check. I mean, these are always the interesting roles, I think. You know, how would you react? How would you really react if that actually happened to you, that terrible thing happened to you? And try and make it believable, you know, because he has to get himself together and carry on.
Your co-star Anthony Wong is a very well-known actor in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Is there a different style of acting he brings? He's experienced in Hong Kong movies a lot. Did you notice something different working with him?
Not really. No. I mean, once they shout action and we're off, he was great. You know, he was there was no different kind of culture clash. As far as that went, he was very famous. He's very famous there, though, so he would stop traffic if he was filming in the street.
And he said, actually, the fact that you've both done stage work separately helped with you working together. There's a kind of camaraderie of the theatre about it. Do you agree with that?
Well, we did, yeah. I think that's how we bonded. We chatted. We had lots of chats about the theatre Yeah.
Just so people know this, the exteriors are shot in Hong Kong, but the interiors are back in England. So you're filming scenes with presumably a bit of time between them. How do you hold your performance together over that?
I mean, not all of the interiors are in England. Some of them were there, but on the whole, mainly, when we walked through a door in Hong Kong, we filmed it 3 months later in England. But that's the challenge. That's what we do. That's our job as an actor. This one was slightly more difficult because we filmed all eight episodes at the same time. Usually, you'll break it up and you'll do two and then another two or maybe four. But I've never done eight before, so that was a challenge in itself. Hopefully you're not going to be able to see the dots, though.
And so in your mind, are you trying to keep your motivation, what you're thinking about, constant over 3 months? That sounds like a particularly tricky thing to do.
I think all you have to do is sort of do your homework and look and think, where have I just come from? What's just happened? What's going on in this character's mind right this second? And just sort of remind yourself, you know.
It's obviously got a very diverse cast thanks to its Hong Kong setting. Is that refreshing in a way that there was kind of natural diversity about the programme?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, in every way as well. We had two different crews for this job, the Chinese crew when we were over there and then an English crew when we were here. So it was just a real treat to be able to, you know, to get the experience of filming in Hong Kong and going to China. It was,
It's familiar territory in some ways, this sort of tense, highly produced TV drama paced like a thriller. How does it compare to something like State of Play in your experience?
I can't compare them. They're, you know, different guys, different situations, both well-written thrillers. So I guess they're comparable in that aspect. But I never compare any of them, really.
But you do have this everyman quality. I don't know if you're sick of that as a label. But I think it's very, very useful as an actor.
I think so, yeah. These are the best parts, you know, these terrible things happening to people. You know, it creates drama, and that's what we're doing, really.
And it's got to be enough of an ordinary perspective that people will presumably feel a connection.
Hopefully get the audience on your side and, you know, yeah, and they can experience it as the character does.
You were discovered by a teacher at school, Brian Wellick, who sadly died in 2006. When you look back on this career of yours, do you feel that you were especially fortunate, and do you think that opportunity exists for other people now in schools?
I guess I do feel fortunate. It's serendipity, isn't it? If you know, it came together, you know, just right for me. And his reaction to me wanting to be an actor was brilliant, and he helped me. And that may not happen with everybody. So I guess I was fortunate in that aspect. And I hope it is the same now. I hope, you know, there are still inspiring teachers.
But it's based on him looking you in the eye and saying you are serious about acting,
yeah,
and therefore he'd take you seriously.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and there was no reason for him to do that. You know, I was only a 14-year-old boy, but yeah, he did. He, thank goodness.
And look where you are now.
Yeah, so it's all down to him, actually. I've got a lot to thank him for.
Thank you very much, John Sim. Strangers begins next Monday at 9 p.m. on ITV.